Chushev Eltern, Yedidim, Teire, Talmidim and Alumni, Agid Geben Shtir, Aksiva Vachsima Toive. We're going into the Heilige Yontiv of Rosh Hashanah, and we know that Chazal tell us, Imri Lefunai Malchiyis, Kedai Shetam Lechini Aleichem. Just touching this alone, just could send a chill up one's spine. The Eibishter is asking us to say Psikim of Malchiyas. Those are the Psikim of Malchiyas, Achroinus, Shoifres, where we talk about the Eibishter's Melicha on the entire world. Why? I should be able to become king over Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter is asking us, I need you to be Mamlech me. We know Ein Melech B'loi Am, and the Eibishter created the world B'shvil Yisrael, and the Eibishter wants us to be Yisrael b'nai meluchim hem. So he wants us to go into Besmedesh Rosh Hashanah, the day where his melicha becomes renewed and Imri lefunai malchiyas. Now we could understand, was Reb Lezer Eljikiv Azachis Yungan Alayni touches. He says, where does a Yid take the guts, the audacity, to bother the Meloi Chaloilam Kiloi Kavoidoi, the Beshefa, the Rabbeinu Shaloilam, with our mundane things, Buna, Chaya, Mezoina. He says, Enechanama, this is Pshat in the Shtikl Davanan that we say, Rosh Hashanah. Kudosh Atu Venoira Shemechu. Beshefa, if that's the case, where do I get the right to daven to you? But you know what? At the end of the day, Ve'aina Lekai Mebaladechu. There's no one like you. I have no one to turn to. We are your children. You are our tata. We are your subjects. You are our king. A child has the ability to go speak to a father about anything that he wants. A individual that the king appointed as a spokesman to be his liaison, that person has the ability to go into the king to speak to him. Enechanam akudash atu v'noira shemechu. But you know what? Imri lefunem malchiyas shetam lechayni aleichem. We are the ones that are saying malchiyas. We are the ones that are recognizing that you are the melech of the veld. We are being mekadeshem shemayim on this world with mitzvahs amasam toivim every day. That gives us the koyach that we should be able to be bespalat to you in the Heilige Teig. These are the Teig that our whole year, our life is dependent on. But this year, Bechlal is Agabensh the Yur. Tzadikim wa makpid to learn Kedishas Laivi Fat Ki Yeshoifa. But if they couldn't, they would just say Lav Yitzchok Mesudas Sasha, because we know he was the Mamlet's Toifa Klal Yisrael. The Heilige Baditsheva asks on the Gemara. The Gemara zukt azo yontiv shel Rosh Hashanah shechaliyas b'Shabbos. So he says we don't find by any other yontiv that it should say yontiv shel Pesach, yontiv shel Sukkos, shechaliyas b'Shabbos. Why only yontiv shel Rosh Hashanah? So the Heilige Baditsheva, yontiv, it's a yontiv for Klal Yisrael. You want to know when? When Rosh Hashanah shechal liyos b'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, because we know that the Eibush is shomer es ha-toyre. And you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. So if the Makatrigim come in and a Makatrig on Klal Yisrul on regular years when Rosh Hashanah is not Shabbos, Hashem Yirachim, it could be that the Eibush will write something not good on Klal Yisrul. But when it's a Shabbos, shrat me doch nicht. But you know what? You're allowed to write for Pekiach Nefesh. If the Gita Meluchim tell the Beshefer, Beshefer, you have to give Klal Yisrael Lagid Geben Shtiur, Aziz Shtiur, Ashuna Toivim, Mevereches, and Mesiku. This is the Pekiach Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. We're allowed to be Machal Shabbos, and I bestand the Pemal Yishamala, Machal Shabbos, and they write Agid Geben Shtiur. So the only Yezuk the Heilige Baditsheva that we have a bissel made of a guarantee is when Rosh Hashanah falls in Shabbos. He says that's pshat yontiv. It's a yontiv when Rosh Hashanah chali is b'Shabbos. Rabbi, if Shabbos is going to give us our gid geben shtiur, let's cherish and be machshiv and appreciate this Shabbos kodesh. Zing zemira sabissel lebesa. Efshem akabels on Shabbos sabissel frie. Mechula Shabbos seich es lekuvet Shabbos kodesh. Kedisha Shabbos. And be ma'anig them Shabbos Kodesh and show him that we appreciate him. and show him that we value him and show him that we are thanking him for giving us this Gid Geben Shtiur. And we Messiah Zan, with the Hirutzim, what we say, Rosh Hashanah Banach, Shania, Leroish, Veloy, Lezunov, and the Poilish Rebbe's, the Yismach Yisruel, the Tveir Shmiel, talk about it. What's the Shania, Leroish, Veloy, Lezunov? So they bring the Pusik by Mechia Samulik. Vichi Hoye Yudov Shal Moisha Oisois Mechuma. Moisha raised his hands. Is that what made a Mechuma, Le Kolzban, Shi Yisruel, Mestaklin, Klap, Amala? Then they were matzliach in the war. A Yid has to know that his atzlucha in Leben is when he looks up lamalatz and b'shefer. Our tefillah is yirutzen, shenia l'roish, that we should come to the hakuda and we should understand that everything comes from the top. As alles kimt from b'shefer, gezint, panusa, shedichem, avdus Hashem, kirvus alekim, menichas hanefesh, anything that a person could want, Kimfen Bashefer, that's our Yehirutzin, Shania. We should become part of the Roish. We should understand that Kim, so Sekimt Altsven Bashefer, Memaila, the Hashpuish will come directly from him. Veloila Zunav, and we shouldn't have to Red Zachan and live in a false, with a false conception that our doing is what gives us atzlucha. It's other people that are giving me the job, other people that are reading me the shadichim, and the doctor that's giving me the refiah. Nein, chas v'shulim. So zan sheni l'roish v'loy l'zunav, and deim schis will be gebench with agid gebench t'yur. So zan tich l'shune kil l'seyu, tuch l'shune b'rchuseyu, and we should hear b'siris toivis, and the eibishten zetaten himmels al overgerochten werden, and we should be zoiche to the shoyfer shal Mashiach, for ho ye ba yoy mehi ye took a beshoy for good oil, and the Eibishter himself shall have a nechum and shall have a gid gebenched yud.